Okay, no, it's recording.
Now the rest of the toast is out of the real well. There's nothing hard about it other than just having to figure out these other gemaras which are seem very far afield. But you know, the truth is it's not going to add really anything more to our understanding of this gemara. So really,
we try not to pay too much attention to it.
What is
we,
it?
We try to understand like the sukkim that I was talking about. We didn't really understand the three mudim that came out of it.
Was
we
it
just
did
the main. We didn't just like notar, tuma,
yeah,
and.
Oh, well, then if you had it
okay, so let's see if, we, if the class did. This was just something. It's just a way of seeing if you're able to look up something that's really, you know,
yeah,
in a totally different area and to see if you can understand it. Because the truth is, we could skip this in terms of our Gemara, you know. Okay, could somebody tell me what Tosfos then asks? We're at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the last line of Tosfos Gimel Amud Aleph. Yes.
It says, if we know from Eben Ivory, that
close
we can,
that
based on the Gemara on Dafka, where it says that, based on, where it says that, because of Mekhna To is excluding Khalifin,
yes.
Then why would you have learned, why would we even need to teach it in the Mishnah anyway? Like, we just
to why would we need what?
Like, why do we need the pasuk of Mikas Mikna To?
Yeah, why not? What do you mean? Why? How else would we know it?
sorry. If it's so simple that an Isha is for sure not able
you're looking
to use
at the words and translating it for me.
But if we know, based on the Gemara's discussion here, that Khalifin is for sure excluded, and we didn't even need to mention the words Mikas Mikna To. Like, in the Gemara says, is Khalifin included? Is Khalifin included from Stei Ephron? And we end up saying, no, it isn't.
Good.
And it just seems clear. Like, it isn't.
So fine. So Nisha, Kedushin cannot be done with Khalifin.
Right.
But
we also have a separate proof for that, which is Mikasim Mikna To.
Separate proof for what?
Separate proof that Khalifin is excluded.
For what?
For a Kedushin.
No.
For Eved Ivri.
For Eved Ivri.
For Eved Ivri, but there's
that's different.
But there's a Hakish.
Well, slowly, you're mixing it all. Sure.
Okay, but we also have...
Last chance, go ahead.
We also have a pasuk that says Mikasim Mikna
To. To teach you what?
That it doesn't include Tua and Caleb.
What is... So, I mean, except for what, though? What
for
is
an
this?
Eved Ivri.
You have to say that. To buy an Eved Ivri, right? Does Kenyan Khalifin work for Eved Ivri?
No.
No. How did the Gemara know that?
It says
Mikesef Miknaso. So the fact that the Pasuk says Mikesef Miknaso, and that Pasuk is written by an Eved Ivri. So we see, so the Gemara was Doresh, Bekesef Hu Nikna, Be'eno Nikna, Be'tvuah Be'kelim, and the Gemara went on to say, what is Tvuah Be'kelim referring to? Khalifin. But just simplify that. So an Eved Ivri can be nikna, can be purchased, can be bought with Kinyan Kesef, but not with Kinyan Khalifin. Now, so we have two pieces of information. We know our Gemara taught us that a woman, a Kedushin, cannot be done with Khalifin. That's what our Gemara said. So Khalifin is out for Kedushin. We also know that Khalifin is out for what else?
Eved
Ivri. Eved Ivri. Okay. Now what?
We also know that Eved Ivri and Ivriah have a Hekish, which is from Yadalit, on Daf Yadalit.
Okay. So what about all that?
So that would mean that for both an Eved Ivri and an Eved Ivriah, it, for her or him to be purchased, Khalifin wouldn't work.
Okay, so what about all that?
And we also have another Hekish,
okay,
which is between Eved Ivriah.
It's called Amma. We don't say Eved Ivriah. Amma Ivriah.
Okay.
That's the way we say it.
Call for Eved Ivriah.
No, but
okay, so we also have an Amma who is juxtaposed in some way to an Isha.
Just in some way?
No, it says it says Yatzav Haitzel Ishacher.
No.
There's
a pasuk in Devar where it says
no.
In
Shmos it says Imacheres Yikachlo. Sherot Sitzav Amasa Lo Yigra. It's talking about what?
In Amma Ivriya, when a father sells her.
Yeah, and then
the
other decides to marry her. And then it says, "Amacheres yikachlo," If he should marry someone else,
in addition,
he still has to provide for this first wife, who was first an Om Ivriya. He's got to provide all the things that a husband is obligated to provide for his wife. So we see that, that's this, the last link of the Hekesh. So we have a Hekesh from a male slave, Jewish slave, to a female one. And then there's another Hekesh from a female slave to simply a free woman who's married, or who will become married.
So he wants to know, like, why aren't we learning Chalifin?
Learn what? Be specific. Why don't we do what?
Why do we need this extra limud about... From here we would learn that an Isha and the laws of an Isha and an Ivri are connected.
So if once we know that an Isha doesn't have Chalifin, and then based on the Hekesh, we could then derive that who else doesn't have Kinyan Chalifin? An Om Ivriya, and then an Eved Ivri. So we could learn out that an Eved, so if I were to ask, so what Tosis is asking is, to know that an Eved Ivri doesn't have Kinyan Chalifin in his purchase, why do we need the Pasuk Mikesed Mikmasot to derive it? We don't need the Pasuk. We could derive it based on the Hekesh that we already have. And based on the fact that we know that a woman cannot be kedushin with a woman cannot be done with chalifin, so if it can't be done with an isha, then it can't be done with an Om Ivriya, and it can't be done with an Eved Ivri. So who needs the pasuk? This is what Tosfos asks.
Can you repeat that one more time? Because how would we know with an isha that it can't be done? Because we learned here from the Gemara.
Gemara said so. That's interesting. That the Gemara just came to that. Not because of a pasuk.
Yeah, it just came to that conclusion.
It's because Isha b'pachad neshama prutah lo makanya lo makanya nafshahu, right? And therefore, the Zeir Shema doesn't apply to chalifim because it's, let's say, we're following Rabbeinu Tam, because it's a kinyan acher. So apparently, we know, therefore, that chalifim doesn't work for kedusha. It's not based on a pasuk, is it?
No.
We don't have a pasuk.
It's less. So is that why he says, why he says the word kedusha?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That's what I was.
So why did he say kaven de pshita lawyer?
Yeah,
in other words, because there's no pasuk that we're deriving it from directly.
What
we don't have a parallel pasuk of mikesef mignaso that we have by Eved Ivri. We don't have such a parallel pasuk by kedushin.
But I just find that.
So how do we know that it doesn't? Well, we worked it out. It's logical that, you know, right? So therefore, we're starting with, apparently it's known, it's pasuk, that chalifin doesn't work for a woman, for kedushin.
Because of the
Hashanah? What?
I'm saying because of the whole...
The way our Gemara explained it. Yes.
So how does he want to... How would he want the Gemara to Kayon to read?
No, the Gemara... The problem is we don't understand why the Torah had to give us the phrase.
So it had nothing to do with the Gemara. He just wants to know why the Torah had to give us it.
Yeah, why do we have to... Why do we need a lean? Or the Gemara...
Could have just said we know from us.
No, the Gemara didn't need the pasuk of Mikesef Miknasel to derive that Chalifin is excluded. The Gemara derived it from Mikesef Miknasel.
Right. So he's asking,
why does the Gemara have to derive it from
What could have the Gemara...
Through the Hekesh.
The Gemara could have just said we just know it.
No, through a Hekesh.
Oh, the Gemara should have said that we learned know from a Hekesh.
Yeah.
But instead they derived it from a pasuk. Okay.
That's right.
I'm just a little confused. Not confused. I just find that like a pasuk... Like, if it's so pshita, why did we have to go through this long idea?
Well, it's pshita now. The Gemara discussed it.
But that was the first thing. And the second thing is that we use the pasuk mikesef miknato in order to... I mean, Tosfot/Rabbeinu Tam brought it in order to show that chalifin could work with a non-Jew, except for in the situation of Eved.
You don't need Tosis for this. If you just learned the Gemara Daf Tes, the Gemara Daf Tes said that King and Chalifin does not work for Eved Ivri because of the Kesef and Mesto. If you never learned this Tosis, you would still know that.
Okay.
That's why it's very important to know what did the Gemara say and what is Tosis saying. And that shouldn't be a jumble, you know, in your head. You got to know. The Gemara stands by itself regardless of Tosfos.
But don't you know that only because of the fact that we have the pasuk of Mikesef Miknato?
We know what?
That you can't, that chalifin can't be used for Eved Ivri?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara taught us on Daf Ches.
We shouldn't need that.
But why did the Gemara need that limud? I'm not saying
we shouldn't write because we do need it, but well, now he's going to. It seems to
be. So why do we need the limud to exclude chalifin from Mikesef Miknato? So, Can somebody tell me before we get into the details of the answer of Tosfos, can somebody just tell me in an overview form what is Tosfos' answer to this question? McKenna.
So that pasuk of Mikesef Miknato was a pasuk that was coming to like exclude other forms of acquiring the edit. So it was telling you that only Kesef works.
Correct.
So therefore that pasuk was fitting to use to teach that Halifin is excluded versus the pasukim that are the hekesh between the Ama and the Isha, because those pasukim are coming to include Shar. And so it's not appropriate to use pasukim that are coming to include things if your real purpose in the Gemara is to exclude Halifin.
In other words, that a hekesh, we use a hekesh, it's only used to include more things, not to exclude. This is such an interesting thing that in order to exclude, then you need a pasuk that's coming to exclude. When you have a hekesh, probably would also be true for Gzeira Shava, you're always, what are you trying to do with a hekesh? Do you want to include more things that whatever the discussion is about, let's say it's about kinyanim. So if you have a hekesh, let's add this kinyan also, should also work. Or if you have a gzeira shava, let's add this. This should also. That's the role of a hekesh, is to include, but not to what? Don't use a hekesh to exclude. It's such an interesting. Okay, never would have thought about it. And that's why, so what is the only way we can exclude Chalifin? By an Eved Ivri? We need a special pasuk, like Kesef and Nasel, which by definition is telling you it's Kesef and not something else. Otherwise, based on the Hekesh alone, we never would have excluded Chalifin. Because we don't use a Hekesh to exclude.
But
doesn't... Yeah.
Is the difference between a Hekesh and a Gzeira Shava that a Hekesh is...
With not between a Hekesh and a Gzeira Shava.
The difference.
No, he's not distinguishing between
the two.
I'm not
sure.
He just
wants
to in general.
The hekesh is, a gzeira shava can be parking and sukkim that are completely separate from each other, and hekesh is they're next to each other.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a hekesh, when we use a hekesh to include things, it's not including everything, it's just including.
Whatever it is, decides to include.
So it just doesn't have to include the halifin.
No, it's trying, you want to use to exclude it.
But why do we need it? Like, you can just say the hekesh does not include halifin.
Why not?
Because like, a hekesh doesn't include, I don't know, it doesn't include every form of gan.
Well, you're telling me that we should not include halifin.
I'm saying we don't have to dafka exclude it, it's just not included.
Well, you're playing with words. You're basically saying that why not use the hekesh to include halifin?
No, I'm just saying, why do we need a specific thing to come and exclude halifin if it's just not going to be included in the first place?
Well, then why are you excluding it? Based on what?
I don't know. Okay.
You're excluding it based on what? Well, Tosfos' question was, use the hekesh to exclude it.
Okay.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have a basis to exclude it.
So I have two questions. The first, just to follow up from Sylvia's, a hekesh is things that are juxtaposed in the Torah that we come to learn laws from.
Yes.
And Gzeira Shava is two things that are not necessarily next to each other.
Like Stei Ephron and Ki Yikachi Shishar, they have nothing to do with each
other.
But
they're similar.
Except the common word.
But we've been calling that a hekesh.
No, it's
Gzeira Shava.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been calling it
a hekesh. Well, in Gzeira Shava, we're comparing two things. So
that's why.
But technically, what we refer to as a hekesh, as opposed to Gzeira Shava, we mean two things that are near each other in the Torah.
Okay.
The same pasuk or one pasuk after the next.
Okay, so
sometimes when it uses the verb hikishu,
yes,
using it in an expansive sense, not
yeah. It's just, it could be used as a verb. So in Gzeira Shava, you could say, we're makish, stay ephron, you know,
verb.
Kedusha. You know.
And there it doesn't mean just
stay ephron is the most classic case of Gzeira Shava.
So you have to remember that it's a word that can be used as a verb, too. You have to remember what it's referring to. But when we use this technical word, hekesh, then we're talking about...
Yeah,
that's right. You wouldn't call that a Gzeira Shava, you'd call that a hekesh.
And then to follow up with Zahava's question, and I think this is what you're asking, Zahava, but we know to exclude Khalifin from the Pasuk of Mikasef Miknato, right? That's what Tosfot is coming to teach us. Otherwise, we might have thought to include.
Yeah, we have no reason to exclude it.
But if we're learning Shtar from Kiddushin to Ama Ivriyah, or is it the other way around?
No, the way you said it.
So then why would we think to include Khalifin in general? Because if Khalifin doesn't apply to Kiddushin, why would we think then it applies to Ama Ivriyah and then to an Eved Ivri? Am I going backwards?
You're mixing it up. Because
I just didn't follow.
If we've established that Khalifin doesn't work for Kiddushin,
right.
So then working backwards, it shouldn't work for Ama Ivriyah and it shouldn't work for Eved Ivri, which would then give us learning that Khalifin doesn't work for Eved Ivri from two places, through the
Pasuk.
Double Hekesh from Kiddushin and from Mikasef Miknato. So it's why do we need
Yeah.
That's
why do we need
the
Kesef Miknato?
Right.
We can just do it through the Hekesh.
Right. Okay.
So what were you saying?
Nothing.
Okay.
Then
yes.
That was just like a technical thing that was bothering me. I feel like Tosafot should have set it up a little differently, like the question, but that could just be... Like, I thought the last Pasuk should come first, really.
I'm not following. What's wrong with the way? I'm not following.
Victoria's going to rewrite it.
Start with Kiddushin and then go to Mamriya and then
yeah.
I agree with
yeah.
you.
I didn't get it. What?
So I think, I mean, let me think about how to say what I'm about to say. Is that it might have been easier or to understand if we started with Kiddushin and then we went to Ama Ivriya and then Eved Ivri and then went to, oh, so then why do we need Mikasef Miknato? But either way, it doesn't matter. It's still, I'm just saying. Whatever.
Okay,
it's not important.
We get
the
same
point,
thing.
Yes.
The order of the
Hekesh
is confusing. Don't we learn for the Eved Ivri from the Pasuk?
Say again?
Don't we learn for Eved Ivri from the Pasuk Mikasef Miknato?
Learn what?
Learn that you Khalifin doesn't work.
Yeah.
So to learn from the Hekesh, you have to learn from the Pasuk.
What Pasuk? No, you don't.
Mikasef Miknato.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Because the Hekesh... In the Isha for Kedushin doesn't have Khalifin. And if you apply the Hekesh, then an Amar Ivriya doesn't have Khalifin, and then an Eved Ivri doesn't have Khalifin. You don't need Mikas. That's the question. Without Mikas of Miknato, you can still learn it out.
Because we, but Obi said that, didn't we say that to say, well, for Isha for Kedushin, it's a Svara?
Fine. So
that's a weaker answer, though, to say.
I know, but we're working with that.
But Rashba last time, I know this is post book, but last time, didn't Rashba say that it's better to give a source? People, like, even though something could be a double question or a svara, and people can still ask for where it's
well,
source.
We're not going to have a pasuk by kiddushin.
Like that,
that is not going to change. Mikasef Miknato is not talking about kiddushin.
I know, so but I'm saying, isn't
so
it better for us to derive it from a pasuk than to say a svara?
You might need a pasuk if you can derive it through a heck. No, the svara will still be made. Because of Miknato doesn't say anything about Kiddushin.
But we can.
We can what?
We can explain why. Because you can say that the reason it's as far as because we learn it from the Mikasef Miknato by Eved.
No, that's what our Gemara said. You're making that up.
No, but if we want to, we can. Can't we
you
go back and
explain? You just made
that
up.
Okay.
You understand that you just made it up?
I'm reversing the logic.
We don't know. How do we know that in Isha that Kiddushin, that Khalifin doesn't work for Kiddushin?
Because it says so. Make them
up. Is it because of Mikasef Miknato?
No.
So what are you doing?
But it doesn't give a reason.
Yeah, it's the Isha v'pachos misham v'pruta lo makanya nafsha.
Okay.
But is that the reason? Okay. Now you just have to know the details of how Tosis tries to prove to us that what?
That a Hekesh
and also Zeher Shavu would be the same. We only use them to include, not to exclude. And that is the whole point of all these psukim with the Dam and the Ila and Nosar, this whole thing. And then, anybody get it?
Can I ask just one question?
Yeah.
Usually when it says V'yesh Lomar, that starts the answer,
yes.
But it seems like part of the answer is already before when it says V'shtar, that we were only learning to include V'shtar.
No, it's not.
So how do I read that one?
Okay, let's go back a second. The Gemara compares the Alma Ivriya to an Acheres, right? Acheres means a woman, not an Alma Ivriya, but
when it's talking about
an Acheres Ikaplo, yeah.
When there's a pasuk about the Isha, it's
what we just said before, in Acheres Ikaplo, so
right.
That's the word Acheres. Kiti Yalfinon, just like we learned, Ma Acheres Bishtar. That the Gemara said that just as an Acheres, which is a woman for Kedushin, the Kedushin could be done with Shtar, so too, the Alma Ivriya is Bishtar.
So that was just telling us what the Hekish is.
That's right. She's telling you that we see that there is a Hekish.
But even that already gives us our answer.
No, it doesn't.
In some ways.
How?
Because it was coming there to include a Shtar.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known.
Right, right.
That
but that's why I was kind of mixing up this.
No, but you never would have anticipated this.
Okay.
That this was coming.
Wouldn't have seen it coming.
So can anybody, let's do it quickly, because you see this is, so really, this whole discussion of Tosis is really a tangential issue. It really is. And it's about, why do we need to pass any Kesav Niknaso to derive that Eved Ivri doesn't have Khalif, and why not learn out with the Hekesh? And the answer is, because we don't exclude things in a Hekesh. That's the whole thing. Is it really related to our Gemara? No.
It's interesting.
Now, can anybody tell me the proof that Tosfos has from these psukim? Go ahead.
So,
but before you do that, you're going to have to tell me what is Nosar, what is Me'ilah, and what is Tumah.
Okay. So, should I explain those terms first?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, natad is basically once you sacrifice a korban, you can't leave anything left over. Past a certain time period, you have to burn it.
What are you supposed to do? In other words, every korban, let's say the korbanos are eaten, or the hearts are eaten, so you only have a set amount of time to eat it. And each korban is different. Some korbanos you have to eat it the same day that it was sacrificed. Other korbanos you have an additional day. So, and so what happens if any meat of the korban is left over beyond the prescribed time? Anything left over is called nosar. What does the word literally mean?
An extra.
Left over. And the din is, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Torah says you have to burn it. So that's what Nosar is next.
Okay. Me'ilah is that if you set aside something to be hekdesh for the mikdash, you cannot then gain benefit from that object.
And what if you did?
Intent? Original?
That's an Yisurah, you can't.
I know, but when you talk about Me'ilah, it's something more specific.
When I was reading the Joshua, it said when you have a wrong intent, when you do set aside.
No, it's if you set something aside for God, like if you set it aside and then you end up using it.
I know that, so what's
the result?
What is the result? What happens?
You probably have to burn a chatat.
Okay. So, Me'ilah is the following. When I take something that is Hekdesh, it's Kadosh, and I use, what you said is right, and I use it for my own private purpose. So, if I did it b'shogeg, what does it mean that I did it b'shogeg?
Like, I didn't know that it was.
I didn't know that this thing was Kadosh, let's say. I thought it was, you know, my stuff. I didn't realize. And it turned out after I used it, let's say I ended up, you know, I used it. Let's say I ate it, it was a food, I ate it. After I ate it, oh my goodness, I made a mistake. I didn't realize it. So the din is, you're chayiv to the Beis HaMikdash, Karen, Chomesh, the Asham. Three things. Two of the three are payments, and the third thing is you have to bring a Korban Asham. So what does Karen mean? The principal value of the item that you use. Let's keep it simple. Let's say it was worth $100 and I consumed it and now it's all gone. So I have to pay 100 plus add on an additional fifth. So actually, the fifth means it's a fifth after you pay it. So it'll be $25 in addition, not 20.
Oh, you're taking the
it has to be
fifth
a fifth.
Of the
when you add it in, it'll end up being a fifth of the total amount.
So it's a fifth of
200. No, a fifth of
125. It's a fifth of
125%.
Oh, so, okay, it doesn't, that's our. So you have, then you have to pay $125 to Hekdesh, plus you have to bring a korban asher. See, if you did it, amazing.
That's, what does that mean, a fifth of the total amount? The total amount is only found out from a fifth of something.
From the total, the principal amount that you would owe is a fifth from the, it's 125%.
That amount would be a fifth of
you have
the total
to, you have to pay 125% back. And what are the three things, Karen Asham and...
Chomesh, Karen, Chomesh, and Asham. So that's, if you did it amazing, then there's no Chomesh and there's no Korban. You just have to pay back the principal, but there's... See, the Chomesh and the Yashem is part of the atonement.
Wait, but Mazed, you only need to...
Because you're not entitled to the Kapara.
Yeah, that's...
It's worse, you'll get it in
the
Mazed,
only
yeah.
Any of this
happens.
You'll
have
the
Chomesh.
Wait, I missed that line. What did you say? The Mazed is just a Keren?
Yeah.
Okay. Keren would be
Malchus too, but there's no... I think there's Malchus.
For both of them, though. For the second one.
Amazing. Now, what's the tumma? What is that? What?
Wait. So, sorry. What is me'ilah? We just spent
because
all that time.
That is the act of using it for shogay for your own purposes.
Fine.
Is me'ilah for which you would then be chayv karen chomesh v'yashar.
So the assumption is that it was for shogay.
Yeah.
Is there a different term for when it's underneath it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Fine.
And then what is the example of tumah? What's that? What's tumah?
When you sacrifice something that is tameh, and then you have to burn a whole thing because no one can get benefit from it.
What's tameh?
The animal that you brought.
The animal's tameh or the person is tameh?
Oh, the person is tameh.
The person
yes.
is tameh.
Yes.
Neither.
So.
If then what's the what does the person have to do?
So he's chayiv also, I think, a korban. It also depends if he did it the maize, that I think it might be chayiv malchus.
In addition to the korban.
Malchus is only the maize, and the korban is only if it's not maize. The korban is for kapara. The assumption is that if you do it the maize, if you do it b'mezid, then you're not entitled to kapara.
Mm-hmm.
But your aver is too
oh,
severe.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right, so that's what that is. Now tell me, but we're not, what about all that? So what did he quote the Gemara in Pula? What is it about? Yeah?
Marhulin learns these three things from
Sarah
Lufa, where it says the word
dam
three times.
Well, what
does
it learn?
I have
because it says dam three times, it learns that you are only chayav for the dam and not for
what
the dam.
What dam? Where did dam come from?
That is so we saw this guy.
You're right.
I
but
know,
what?
If you need blood.
What blood?
You're not chayav blood rates or something.
Oh, so we're talking about blood of a korban.
Yeah.
I just want to know what we're talking
about. Yeah, if you need the blood, I mean, now we're.
So we have a korban.
You have a korban. And you also eat.
Which blood?
The blood is part of our flesh, so you're permitted to eat. No, you're not. That's yourself. You tell me.
Okay, I said something. Can you tell me the sequence of events?
I think so. Now I'm not sure. but if you bring... if you had, like, let's say for the note card case. You bring a korban.
Yeah.
You mess up and you have one of these three things that we just mentioned, but you also ate the blood from the korban,
okay,
which is usher.
The blood before the blood was sprinkled, let's say, on the mizbeach, which is what you're supposed to do. Somehow that blood got mixed up somewhere and it ended up somebody has this blood. And let's say he drank it, ate it.
Like, is it saying you didn't properly take out the blood and you just ate the animal without sprinkling?
No, no, no.
No,
no,
there was that cup of blood and you ate it.
Like, you thought it was water. You thought it was wine, maybe. You
drank
the blood.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, but you drank the blood and you get benefit.
So, so the thing is, the question is, when, if that blood also ended up being nosa, or the question of me'ilah on that blood, or let's say if you were tummy when you drank the blood, you used that blood, okay? Would you be chayiv for the Iser of Nosar? Would you be chayiv for the Iser of Me'ilah? And would you be chayiv for, what's the last one, Tumah?
No to all of them.
So it's no to all of them. Why no?
Because you're only Tumah for...
So Tosus mentions, Tlosa Kroi Ksivi B'dam. The word Dam appears three times in the Torah. Chad la fuke minosar. One of them just tell you that only there's an iser of dam when you drink the dam, but you would not be chayiv for nosar unless it was left over. You would, and another pasuk of dam tells you that you wouldn't be chayiv for me'ilah, and the third one that you wouldn't be chayiv for tumah. So that's what the Gemara says. We learn out. Okay, fine. That's one piece. We're not done yet. Then what? Finish it, yes.
That, however, there's another pasuk. We learn in the Gemara in Tzvachim.
Yes.
That you would, that for notar and for, I think it was Toma, that you're. See, I think I understood this wrong because I understood it backwards. I thought it was saying that, that the Gezeirah Sheva was only teaching you to be Machmir, and then these things in the Tzvachim.
Before you get to that, the Gemara in Tzvachim points out that there's a Gezeirah Sheva between what two halachas? Nosar, and what was the other one? And Tumah.
From which words, though? It's a
Chilul.
Chilul. Chilul where? Like, it didn't tell me any words. I can't look it up in the...
Well, you have to have looked it up. It should have, if you, in the Gemara there...
It's in Baikra.
It was there.
It was?
Yeah.
Both of them are in Vayikra?
It's just that it's repeated so many times that they don't keep giving you the cross-reference for it. So you have to keep backtracking.
Both of the Chilos are in Vayikra,
then?
Yeah, it's Vayikra.
Yeah.
Like, what is the topic of each one?
One of them is by Nosar, the other one is by Tumah. That's the point. So the Gemara in Tzvachim establishes that there's a Gezeirah Sheva between what and what?
Nosar
and Tumah. So just keep that in your mind. So now who can, and what's the clincher now? So what does Tosus then say?
So why did it have to teach us all three? Why
do we need what?
Why do you need the Dam three times to teach us that all three of those things you're not chayav for? If you also have Dam, if it could have just said it for either Notar or Tumah, we would have known the other one.
That's right. Now that we've established the Gezeirah Sheva between what and what, between Nosar and Tumah, if we then turn back to the Dam issue, right? In the Dam issue, we needed a separate word Dam to exclude Nosar, and then a separate word Dam to exclude Tumah. The problem is, why do you need two psukim? All you need is one. And let's say we could exclude Nosar, that the Iser Nosar doesn't apply to Dam, and then once we have that, then we should use the Gezeirah Sheva Chil to say it's also excluded, that there's no Iser of Tumah.
What we just said, in
why
Gezeirah Sheva, you can't use
it. That's exactly his proof.
Yes, we are asking.
This is exactly his whole point.
So what is the Gezeirah Sheva teaching us about?
That I don't... what the Gemara there used it for? I can't remember. I have to look it up again. But the Gezeirah Sheva. But the point that he's making is that from this Gezeirah Sheva, we can't use it to exclude what?
Notar.
Is there no sar when you drink that dam? You want to exclude a halacha from it. That the din of no sar won't apply to it. But the din of tumah won't apply to it. You can't use the Gezeirah Sheva to exclude. Now he's equating here with Zera Shub and the Hekesh. It's all the same thing in this regard.
So, okay, so when I thought I was reading it backwards because it was like saying like, but it's not like a machmir or a kula thing. It's just excluding and including. So that could be more machmir or more lenient depending on which way
you're
doing
right.
It. Okay.
Yeah. So. It says, "Below Namar Zera Shavu Dechilo LaHakel Ela." What's it LaHakel mean?
To exclude
Yisurim,
okay.
Only to add on more Yisurim.
Got it. I thought it was saying like to be lenient in this case, and I wasn't understanding how that fit with the same logic, but it does.
Well, you are being lenient by saying that if you drink the dam, you're only violating
right.
The dam. You're not violating anything else.
So I'm saying I thought Tosfot was using it backwards, but he's not because it's
yeah.
Including and excluding.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What does dam have to do with Ego? I was just. Confused about that in general, even though you could have figured
this out without it. Yeah, I don't remember now if I don't know if it had anything to do with it. Just, I don't know. I have to look at it. Yes.
Are the Zera Shava and the Hekesh, is this only Tosfos' opinion that they're the same, or is that across the board? We say that they have the same.
Well, I only know if Tosfos was saying this, so Tosfos doesn't see it. In terms of this idea that you include, not exclude, Tosfos does not see the difference between the Hekesh and the Zera Shava. Whether we show them agree or disagree, I don't know.
Okay. In all other ways, would we then have to hold whether similar?
We don't have to hold anything. He's just saying on this issue, they're the same. I don't know about other issues. Yeah.
I have just a question. So we have the three pesukim of the dam 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 come to exclude natan meilan kima, and then the hekesh comes to include, right? But how is? I don't understand how that's being proved by the natan tuma, the hekesh.
Meaning, this is xayra shavu there. So why do we need an extra word dam? All you need is one word done, let's say for Nosar or Tuma, and then use the Zera Shava to extend it to the other one.
Then you need this one done for Notar Tuma, and then you could just use the Hekesh.
Also,
you end up needing two dams, though.
He said that.
Yeah.
Right. One for Mi'ila, and then a second.
Besides, the one for Mi'ila, we leave alone. The question is now the other two. The one was for Nosar, one was for Tuma. Why do we need the two dams there? Because once we, let's say, just have for Nosar, and then we would know to extend it to Tumma based on the Zera Shava that exists between Nosar and Tumma. Yeah?
No.
Right. Any other questions on this? Okay, what was the next thing on the mark?
The Dara.
So, can anybody tell me what the Gemara in the Dara is about? Someone else? Okay, what about you?
So I opened it. We just started it at the very end, so I will do my best.
Two lines
of the Gemara, so I won't be able to
see. Alright, what do you do with that? Yes.
So there was a man whose son would steal.
The man who what?
He had a son, and
yeah.
His son would steal bushels. Bushel.
Like
bundles. That was
right.
That much we got.
Bundles of seeds. They stole bundles of flax.
Which
okay.
Are the two are the same thing.
Right.
I agree with Rashi now.
Yeah,
okay.
Much worse.
No, you should be.
Okay.
Or he stole jewelry.
Jewelry.
Now you know the commentary on the Dharma on the side is the Ram.
Yeah, can you explain mine?
And not
so Shira said that it's because Shira Krinsky said that it was because the Dharma was like a really confusing thing to learn, and so the
They had the Tosfos.
I told her that didn't make sense, and I was like,
no, she said
no, I think the Rashi.
The Rashi,
Rabbi
Berger
Tosfos
is not actually Rashi.
That's right.
Yeah,
so Rashi, they say it's Rashi, but they question whether it's really Rashi who wrote this. The Ran, apparently there was a deficiency in the commentary on the Dara. So I don't know the history of why the Dara.
So, that's what Shira was saying.
No, but Shira said that Tosfos just didn't do it.
No, she didn't say Tosfos didn't do it. Shira said that many people weren't learning the Dara because the Dara was really confusing. So there are Karaites who would come along and say, oh, why don't you understand this and that? And we're trying to bring all these different issues with rabbinic Judaism.
Yeah, I really don't know. Okay, whatever the reason is, the Ran is a great shot, Perush.
Abital convinced me to use it.
I remember, I think that when they said, I don't remember if I ever heard the Rav say it. He said, the Rav never taught in the Dara. He said, you don't need me, he says.
The Ran.
You have the Ran.
At one point I was getting confused because usually you can see that Tosfos is different than the words of Rashi has. Where are we?
You learn the Ran. And that's like, the Ran was like, basic. So the case was somebody had a son who was not such a good person, who was a thief. Okay.
He decides to cut him off from his inheritance.
What did he do?
He did not allow him to inherit it, I guess.
What did he do?
Made it usher, asrina and chasah.
He ushered his property
to
his son.
So his son would not be allowed to have it.
Which means, like he imposed an Iser Neder on his son. What he said basically was, you, my son, you cannot have any pleasure from my property. So I guess he was so dissatisfied with his son that he cut him off by making a Neder, making an Iser Neder that his son can't be nehenna from his property. Okay.
Can I just ask you a clarification question on what that neder is? Is it that I make a neder that I will not allow you to bend from me, or I make a neder that you can't bend?
It's really that my property is also to you.
So like the neder's on like the son,
on the property.
Not on the...
On the property.
On the property. Okay.
My property
okay.
Is forbidden to you. So what happened then?
So they, which I don't know who they is, but ask him, but what happens if you could possibly have a grandson in the future who is a Tzurba Mirabanan, who is a young, thriving Torah scholar, like on five.
So Mirabanan is a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah. So he said, listen, you cut your son off. What if your son has a grandson?
But who is they? Just people around
him? People said that.
The nosy
everyone's
nosy
involved in this Yiddish
decision.
That's what happens in this
one.
They're like
definitely
Jewish.
We're confused until now.
So what was the response back?
So I don't know 100%. We didn't get through all of it. But he was explaining that first of all, I don't have a grandson, so I don't know if that's possible. But additionally, didn't we learn that in Pumbedita that you're not allowed to, that one cannot...
Well, you jump.
Okay.
Don't go to Pumbedita yet. Stay right here.
Okay.
What does this mean? Omar Lahom, Likne Hadain. What does that mean?
Oh, because I thought it's Hadin. Okay.
I have from that part to clarify.
It's
well,
Hadain.
Also, there's a word that has to be added in.
What? I think you can do it either way.
Oh, it's like low, lit, okay.
Well, if you take a look at what is it saying? What is he saying? What does the word hodei mean?
This one.
This one. Okay, so tell me what's being said.
At the grandson. Here directly?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean? He just made a neder against his son benefiting from his property.
What did
property.
He say?
So his son's
yeah, what? Yes, McKenna?
That the son isn't gonna, like, acquire it, but if the grandson does end up becoming a Talmid Chacham,
then what?
Then, okay, so I really, like, I could say it two ways, but either that then the grandson will just end up acquiring the inheritance, or that the son will then acquire the property to then give it to the grandson.
So which is it?
The second one.
That's why I think you could, I don't know why you have to change it to lo. You could just say, Likne Hodein.
What do you mean?
I guess it could be, in other words, what he's trying to do is to set it up that what? He doesn't want his son to get a penny.
Right.
Because he's angry at his son for being a thief. Okay. But he doesn't want to cut out a grandson, his grandchildren. So how is he going to finesse this?
What is Lifnei
had? I'll get to one second. So what he's decided to do was the following. I'm basically going to let my son own it, not for his use at all. He can't use it at all. He'll have it so that if it turns out that, let's say, he ends up having a grandson born to this son who's worthy, then my son will have it so that he could then pass it on to his son. But otherwise, as he doesn't have grandchildren, or the grandchildren end up being thieves like him, I don't know, whatever, then the son gets nothing. So the son is only getting it for what purpose?
To
pass it on to a grandson if the grandson is a tzur from Erebonim.
Can you translate it? Because
if you want to say lo, so that means this guy would not acquire it. Which guy?
The son. What if it's just Liknei
Hadin? Let me do it one way. Lo Liknei Hadin, he would not acquire it. But the I Havoi Barbari Surva Me Rabbanon. But if my grandson is a Surva Me Rabbanon, Lakanye, then let him acquire it. I don't know if to let him acquire it would be.
The son
to give it to the grandson.
Is it intentionally?
Wait, you don't know, or that's how it would be.
Well, it could be the Lakanya. It could be let him acquire. Then the grandson will acquire
via the
but
son.
But the way it would be through the son.
I mean, that's the only way you could. Isn't that the only way you could read it? Is that it first is going to the
well,
son?
Well, I thought of reading it without the word lo, because then it would be Likne Hodein, let the son acquire it. In the sense that if the grandson turns out to be a sort of a marabana, in that way he'll get it. I don't know if it comes. I just want to sing with the rod. See, the Ran did not have lo. If you look it through, see, the Ran was bothered by something. I don't know if you looked at the Ran at all.
He started.
Okay. The way the Ran learns.
Which one are you looking at?
The Ran. The top of the page, starting with the second line from the top.
Amrulei.
The Amrulei vi havi bar berei surveni rabbanon. Look towards the end of that piece. He's saying that my son should get. And if his son turns up, and if his son turns out to be a Talmid Chacham, then the grandson will get his share.
Meaning if the son turns out to be Tahar.
Which is the grandson.
Oh.
If the grandson turns, I'll say it again. I don't know if you want to go through the run. The way the run learns is that we have this, the father, the son, and the grandson, right? So if the grand, so the father is going to give it to the son. That's what it means. Let my son will acquire it in the sense, how so? That if my grandson is a tzurva merabanan, then my grandson will then acquire, and that's the last lakanye, will then acquire that share. So my son only has it for one purpose, not to use it, not to benefit, nothing. He only has it to pass it on to the grandson if his grandson turns out to be a Talmud Chacham. You see? So what's back to the Gemara? So what is the Gemara saying there? My. What is Makbani my?
Like,
what
like,
what is
like,
the
like,
din about this? So I'm, what do you mean, what's the din? What's
the
Gemara asking?
Is there something between, like, is there some way that the father, that the son can acquire it without actually acquiring it to the point that it would be pleasurable?
In other words, is this valid? What this father was suggesting to do, that my son will only have it basically to pass it on, otherwise he doesn't have it. Can you create such a, such a phenomenon where you're giving, you're transferring ownership to a person, but that person can't use it for himself at all? He only has it insofar as then being able to pass it on to the grandson.
Why was the Mishnah important
then? Who said that it was?
Oh, well, why isn't it? Like, that's what the Mishnah literally discusses.
I mean, it's all
transferring ownership when you say that you can't actually use it for what you want.
Okay, so what about it?
I don't know.
Okay, if you needed help, fine. When we're discussing this, we didn't have the Mishnah, did we? So why do you have to review for me the Mishnah?
No,
there was
nothing I didn't
really
need, but we did anyways.
Make you feel good that you did it.
No, the Mishnah is
the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Mishnah.
You
had us do anyways.
What?
We didn't need the Mishnah
in
Samachem, but we read it anyways.
You did know it. They need to know it.
No,
I
didn't.
It was a piece of Gemara that quoted the Mishnah, which you needed to know.
Or Gemara doesn't quote the Mishnah.
Somebody forgot the Gemara already.
I didn't, but like I didn't think you needed to learn the Mishnah to understand what the Gemara was quoting the Mishnah, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, they quoted the Mishnah, so you want to.
Yeah, I got it.
So what did the Gemara then say?
There's a machlokas.
There is a machlokas. Good. What's the machlokas? Yes.
So the machlokas is between the people of Pumbedita,
yes,
and Rav Nachman.
Good. What did the people of Pumbedita say?
So the people of Pumbedita feel that it doesn't work. This kinyan, this transfer of ownership that the father wants to do does not work, versus the Rahman who says, no, it does work.
Okay. So we have a machlokas between, I guess, Talmidim, who live who are in Pumbedita, versus Rav Nachman. And Pumbedita believe that this is what we call Tini al Menas Lahaknos. See in the words? Acquire it only amanas lahaknos. You only have it. And what
does
it mean, lahaknos?
To give it to someone.
To give it to someone else. That is the only manifestation of your ownership of it, is to give it to somebody else. Otherwise, you don't have it at all. And so Pumbedita thought that kani amanas lahaknos lo kani. So that middle person, no, that's not called, he doesn't have it. He can't do that. You can't give it to someone and call that a kinyan if you can't use it at all. But Rav Nachman disagreed. What did Rav Nachman say? That kini al manas lahaknos does work. And Rav Nachman supported his position by citing what? What?
Kinyan
Suda. What did he say about a Kenyan McKenna? What did he say about a Kenyan Suder?
So, in that,
in that kinyan, right, there is this exact situation of giving someone something.
Like what?
Like the sudar. But they're going to give it back to you at the end.
Yes.
And even so, the kinyan of, like, the object, not the sudar, the object that you're actually trying to transfer, that object, that is valid. That works.
So, the Navin saw that kinyan sudar is an example of kinyan and aslahatnas. Because, now, even though in this case, you have to keep in mind, in the sudar case, we're not talking about the sudar. We're talking about the house that you're trying to, let's say, sell. And you want to use kinyan sudar as the method of kinyan. So let's say I give you the sudar because I want to buy your house. So when I give you the sudar, what do you have in the sudar? Nothing. You only have it for one reason. To be able then to transfer to me the house. But otherwise you have nothing in the sudar.
The sudra itself is what it's
about. Doesn't matter, but you don't have it. Because what are you going to do with the sudra after you're done?
Give it back.
You're going to give it back to me. So you've got nothing. Of course, you can argue here on this, which is what's going to happen. So Rav Nachman saw that kinyan sudra is an example of kinyan amanas lahatmas. And you see that it works. Kinyan sudra works. So if it works there, then it should work in this case with the father, with the grandson, with the son. Because you see that the fact that kinyan sudra works, that's a proof that kinyan manas lahatnos works. Okay. Is that all we need to know? No, I know what happened.
No. We end up responding to Rav Nachman and saying, Rav Asher says, bad comparison, meaning Kinyan Sudara is not an example of Kinyan Menachle Lahaknot. Why? Because in the Sudara case, if the person receiving the handkerchief, let's say if it's a handkerchief, wants to keep the item, he can, and can gain benefit. That's what he means by Eat Feast Lay Lomit Feast.
Yeah.
And then he continues, continue?
Okay. We're running out of time. This is going to take us a while to... Rav Ashi gives two reasons why the Kinyan Sudar case is different than the case with the father, with the son, and the grandson. He's going to give two reasons why they're different. Now, what I want you to do, since we're doing this Gemara, I want you to do all the runs on this piece of Gemara. There's a lot here.
Should we even look at Rashi?
Don't even look at Rashi. Look at Ran. You can look at Rashi. I'm not gonna forbid it. I'm just saying to you, we're gonna work on the run.
He's answering Rashi.
I'm answering.
All right.
Okay. Nice way. We're gonna stop.
Okay.
And because you have a lunch in America, so we'll.
Thank you.